Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Jimmy James, and welcome to the Drama Free Zone, where the topics are empowering and enlightening. Feel free to call in and join the conversation, but all that we ask is that you save the drama for your mama. And now, our gracious host, Miss Maria DiGiovanni.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Drama Free Zone. And tonight we have an exciting show because this weekend we have a great event happening here in Southern California. And online with us tonight we have four ambassadors, and these are amazing, beautiful, smart, intelligent women that I am honored and blessed and humbled to be able to have locked arms and joined voices with. So first, are you all here, ladies?
Yay! I'm here, Maria.
Hello, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great, love. Nice to talk to you. I'm so excited about this week coming up. It's such an honor and a pleasure.
Did you get to see your press release today?
I am just thrilled. You know, it's going to be a really awesome, awesome 4 days. I was reading all the information today, and I'm just so honored to be a part of everything. And I actually was thinking on a really amazing level, it's going to be almost really a spiritual time, because you and I have been on our journey. Yeah. You and I have been.
Jimmy, who else is on the phone with us? Do we have other people here? Coretta? Who is that with us?
Anastasia Mason.
Oh, Anastasia, she's here.
Hi.
How are you doing? Well, let me introduce everybody. Again, first, we have Rebecca Lawler on. Rebecca, I'm so excited. She is number one, her co-host for the Drama Free Zone. And she is going to be our first Mrs. U.S. Ambassador, and I'm really, really excited. And we're going to go ahead and put that beautiful crown on your head, Rebecca, and I'm really, really thrilled. And she's going to be also becoming a dame under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great in St. Helens, and that will be happening on Saturday. We also have Mrs. Anastasia Mason with us, and she is our international ambassador and was given the ambassador title in January of 2008. And she became a dame under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great in St. Helens last year under Miss Cosmos. Hello, Anastasia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
How are you feeling? Because I know you weren't feeling very well.
I'm still not. I'm actually sitting at an appointment right now.
A doctor's appointment. Do we have Coretta on the phone with us yet, Jimmy?
No.
No, it doesn't look like it. Anybody else?
No, Coretta.
How about Leandra? Wasn't sure if Leandra was going to make it. But anyway, okay, girls, Rebecca, you have never met Anastasia. Say hello to Anastasia.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you on the phone.
You too, Rebecca.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in California.
Oh, I'm not sure if she's coming. Anastasia, did you change your mind and decide to jump on a plane with us?
I have really been hoping to do that, but as of yet, I still will not be able to ascend. So I have a very sick son. But if that changes or I can get out there last minute, I will definitely be coming. So
yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet you tonight then on the radio. So
yeah. Why don't you explain to Rebecca a little bit about the knighting ceremony that you experienced last year so you can kind of prepare her to what she's going to be experiencing this year.
Well, I just thought it was a very, I was very honored to be a part of the event. I think that you'll find that it's all embracing and a wonderful experience, and you'll be very honored just to be a part of it.
Well, I'm really excited, and I cannot wait, and I'm looking forward to not only being, you know, just to being with Maria and meeting everyone, and it really is an honor. So I'm excited.
Congratulations.
For those in our audience that don't know what the Ambassador Program is, let me go ahead and just explain it to them. And Rebecca, you're absolutely right. 12, 13 years ago when I met you, Rebecca, we've gone through a lot together in our journey. And 6, 7 years ago almost, when the race occurred in my life and I sat down in front of the computer and we you know, blurted out for. The ambassador program was birthed, and you and I sat down and we decided to figure out what we were going to do to kind of change the face of pageantry a little bit and really figure out where the crown is. And the crown is within us. And this ambassador program, I'm blessed to be able to be a part of it with all you ladies. And it is truly, we are ambassadors for God, and we are placed here to be put on a platform so we can be His ambassadors. And so that's pretty exciting, and I'm really thrilled that we get to finally see it come full circle, Rebecca. And I mean, how do you feel about that? That's pretty exciting that we're birthing this dream, don't you think?
Oh, I am so really excited about it, Maria, and I was actually thinking about it. You know, we've been so busy. We've been traveling. We've been with Megan Lindsay with Steel Magnolia on tour almost like for a month now, and we've been so honored and blessed to be able to be a part of designing Reba McEntire's meet and greet room on this wonderful tour that she's doing, and she's just amazing. But now that I'm moving forward towards the next step this week, I've really, really thought about it and prayed about it. And you're right. You know, to me, this is just an amazing, really very spiritual moment in my life, mm-hmm. because we have been together for a very long time, and we have looked face to face at our abuse. And for me, my situation was very, very difficult, and my abuse was early on as a child. And I have, as a woman of 43, started to work towards getting my voice and moving forward and sharing my story. So I feel like this is an amazing opportunity, a real gift from heaven, to be able to move forward and share my story with the world, and to help and to hope make a difference in the lives of women and children, because, you know, my passion with the foundation that I started, we were passionate about kids, mm-hmm. And to move forward and to really make a difference in that area, so that we can help change lives, because that's really mm-hmm. our goal. So I'm so excited about it, and I'm more really excited about the spiritual end of it, because mm-hmm. it's very close to my heart, and I just really have been, I'm really so excited about it. I mean, I really am looking forward to it. It really is resonating in my spirit and in my soul and in my heart about being a part of this, and so I'm just very excited.
Well, I think
Maria?
God is giving us
yeah.
all, are you there? I think God is giving us an opportunity now, because
right.
I don't know if Coretta's on yet, but now the three of us will be dames under the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and St. Helen. And this really truly is an amazing platform for us to be able to raise the volume and really stay focused on our individual dreams in order for us to each elevate and empower the other person to be able to fulfill that dream, so it's the benefit of everybody. And that's one of the things that I'm blessed to be able to say by having all of you ladies in my life, is that we truly are doing that with each other and working together instead of individually apart from each other. And I think that's what makes this a lot different. I think we have the hills and valleys that we go through, especially with women. And I think the longer that we stay together and push through those things, we'll weed out those that maybe are not quite ready for what we are doing or where we are in life, and, you know, so on and so forth. But I want to ask you both a question, and I'm not sure if Coretta or Leandra are on, but Anastasia, I'll ask you first. How has this platform of being an ambassador and as a dame under the Imperial Order of St. Helen, how has that helped you elevate your calling or what your voice is out there in the world?
Gosh, that's a difficult question, but easy at the same time, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
With what I went through in my past with abuse, it took me a long time to be able to get out there and even acknowledge my dirty little secret. And being an ambassador and going to Greece with you, Maria, was a life-changing experience for me. And when we came back and I started working on Cosmos, it became something for me, like, you knew I was that quote-unquote pageant girl.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I feel that that was a little bit dream-crushing until I realized that that could be so much more than pageantry. And
mm-hmm.
This path that we've been walking together has really helped enlighten me, that I can enlighten others and make it about personal growth and help other young ladies realize that pageantry should be about personal growth and not so much about the pageant aspect.
Mm-hmm.
That's been really wonderful for me. And then in creating Cosmos, or actually moving forward with Cosmos after Greece, I have been able to see so many women come to me and actually learn from what we've been through together and grow from that. And that in and of itself has just been eye-opening for me, and a wonderful feeling to know that that negative that was in my life has turned so positive.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Rebecca,
I believe being part of the order has just elevated it to a new level.
Mm-hmm.
So many people take note of that and realize that we're out there for the better of humanity. And that in and of itself is just a wonderful thing to be a part of.
Very good. Rebecca, same question. How has your position, where you are now, especially being in, gosh, what an amazing experience for you right now, being on tour with Reba McEntire. How is the ambassador program and being a titled ambassador and a dame, how is that going to help you elevate your platform, especially with the Hearts of Hope Foundation?
Well, I think that it will, you know, give me an avenue to really share my story,
mm-hmm.
and to really make a difference. I believe that. I'm sorry. Hello.
I'm listening to you speak, and I just think it's so wonderful that you're going to be able to do that internationally. I think that the order really helped put it out there on an international level.
Right. And, you know, my biggest thing, and I think we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, Maria, is that, you know, we have the heart, Rebecca Lawler Limited. We've got the glass heart. And
mm-hmm.
it really, to me, is the heart is an avenue. The position that we're just talking about is an avenue. It's all an avenue, and I would love it to just be full circle in helping stop abuse.
Mm-hmm.
To really educate and bring awareness to this issue, because I know we've talked about this before. I do believe that through education and awareness, we together can make a difference. And so I'm just truly, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, honored to be a part of this. I'm really excited about the platform, as you know, growing up as a child. And as you know, as a young adult, I did several pageants and was involved in the Miss America system and the Mrs. USA system. And I think one of the things that I grabbed from that early on was being able to turn it into a platform to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
The Miss America pageant taught me that, taught me, you know, to believe in something bigger and better than yourself. And to really go out there and to, you know, to help to change the world, because, you know, we're all so blessed. You know, to have this opportunity is a blessing. You
mm-hmm.
know, our heart should be filled with gratitude and thanksgiving. You know, not everybody has, you know, it's just a blessing and an opportunity, and to be able to take that blessing and turn it into a chance to change lives
mm-hmm.
is what I'm most looking forward to. As
I don't know why this keeps coming to. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Lux. Go ahead.
This keeps coming to my head because all of us have daughters, and it's really important for all of us to become what it is that God has chosen us to become, in order for us to be that example for our daughters, because I truly believe that all of us have that opportunity to be able to look at a little girl. I was at a RV park the other day, and I was dumbfounded that a little seven-year-old was walking through an RV camp, like blocks to get to the bathroom, and her mother let her go. So of course I followed her. So it's almost as if we're these role models for these children out there. So with that being said, don't you think? And I'm going to go back to our pageant days. Remember when we would go out with our crown and banner on, and a little girl would look up at us, and remember that look in her eye?
I remember. I absolutely, how could you not, and how could you not, I guess if I can just interject this into the conversation, as a little girl, I was 4 years old in 1972, living in Orlando, Florida, when Disney opened in Orlando, and I was very blessed to be one of the first people at four to get to go to the Magic Kingdom and see Cinderella. And as you just said that, I was so amazed at her kindness and her love and her crown and her Prince Charming. I guess we could have a whole radio show on Prince Charming, right?
Yeah, oh, that's the next one.
But I was like so, I think probably the word was mesmerized. Mm-hmm. And children are mesmerized by that. And people are mesmerized by that. And I think what's most important is to recognize that it's an honor and a duty, you know, and a special thing to be able to be a part of something so great and so grand and to be able to be a part of, to make a difference. And that's what I'm so excited about. So
wow. I am so excited. And Jimmy, I don't know if Leandra or Coretta came on. If they do, go ahead and just throw them on. If there's anybody in the chat room, go ahead and just sign up. It's free. And if you have any questions, go ahead and give us a call. But I think we're pretty exclusive right now. But this weekend I'm really, really excited about. It is such an honor and a blessing. All the doors that have been opening up for us ladies to enjoy some amazing opportunities here in Southern California this weekend. Again, I just want to throw a shout out to a little place in Lake Forest called Our Place, who is hosting us on Friday night for our meet and greet, and who is also going to be blessing us with the opportunity to use their place for our conference the next day. And I just want to make sure that they know that we appreciate them so much, and it's just an honor for them to be there. And then on Sunday, we have the investiture, and I am so excited that, and Anastasia, you've met my son a couple times, I think. I'm so excited that Tim is finally going to become a knight, and we've waited for this for a really long time, and I'm really, really blessed, and he's really excited, and he's also going for captain in the Army, and that's really, really exciting.
Yeah!
And then I know. Yay! It's hard to believe, but yes, my little
boy.
It's about
time.
Huh?
It's about time.
Yeah, it's about time, so it's all good. And then Sunday, we're going on a beautiful yacht on Newport Harbor, and I'm really blessed by Mr. Scott Brown, who is going to take us on our first Sunday radio show, Rebecca. We're going to be doing, launching our Sunday shows, and we're really excited about it. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
The Sunday show, of course, is going to be more geared to spiritual things and fellowship and praise and worship and just some really, really cool things that we're going to start doing weekly as ambassadors of, and again, we're representatives of God and Christ, and that's for all religions and all nationalities, because I don't think
absolutely
Jesus walked around
it's
saying,
open.
No, not for you. So.
No, it's open. Our goal, Maria, and correct me if I'm wrong, but our goal is it's for everyone, because we all I do believe at the very end of the day, we all, you know, we it's really one God. Really?
Yeah, one God, one God. Yeah. To me it is, and again, we're in a very unique position. because we are going to be traveling. Rebecca, you and I are going to be traveling soon, and just traveling and being that representative. And Anastasia, you just had a baby, so she's got babies under her belt. Are you going to have any more, girl?
I'm surprised you can't hear him in the background. He keeps trying to chime in.
His
first
now,
radio
huh?
show. Welcome to the radio, right? That's exciting.
Yeah, because the last time he was
he's
in
been
your
on this radio show before, actually. I was in the hospital last time with
yeah.
him.
You were pregnant with him, right?
Yep.
He's growing up that way. And then on Sunday after the boat, we're going to have a spectacular fashion show at one of the most beautiful estates I've ever seen in Newport Coast. And I'm so excited that I get to move into this beautiful home tomorrow, and then everybody starts arriving on Thursday. And the venue is just so spectacular. And I want to also throw out a shout-out to my father, who has just been stepped up to the plate so big for me this week and made sure that all the catering needs were taken care of. And it's just really going to be exciting. And, Rebecca, I don't know if I confirmed with you, but Scotty and Terry are definitely flying in from Hawaii. So we have
oh,
the best
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a great. That's great.
I am so excited. And not only are they flying in and he is going to watch our backs like a hawk. And, Anastasia, you don't know who Scotty and Terry are, but Scotty and Terry took care of all of my events when I worked for Globe. And Scotty was our head of security. And you cannot find better people in the world. And they're from the island of Maui. And I am just so blessed. I'm so excited that he's going to be here on Friday. And so
what a true honor.
I know. I am just so excited because there's nothing like having hang loose next to us, you know?
No, you're right. I know. That's amazing.
I'm really, really thrilled. And again, some of the people that are just stepping up is just really exciting. So, Anastasia, if you can jump on that plane, girl, you don't want to miss this. This is something we've been waiting to do for a very long time. And Rebecca,
can I say something
about that? When you are free, give me a call about that, Maria. I would love to kind of talk to you a little bit more about the weekend.
Oh, sure. No problem. What was that, Rebecca?
May I just say something really quick? Everybody's stepping up to the plate because we love you so much, Maria. You've been an amazing part of, I think, all of our healing, and you have brought to us a sense of, just as a mentor and as a teacher and as a genuine person. I mean, I know that if it's been one time, it's been 30 times. You've answered the phone for me at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been there, and that is just an amazing quality and an amazing gift that you have. And I can't thank you enough for what you've done in my life. And I know that Anastasia and Coretta feel the same way. And Jimmy James does too, right?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm listening to you girls talking.
I know.
Well, Jimmy,
so
you
have...
Rebecca, you know how I can't stand when people talk about me. So.
Well, I'm talking about
you,
and I'm going to finish it. You have graced our lives with your love and your compassion and your dedication to helping us be better women, and joined us in really, really, really following our journey of healing and making sure that we have stayed on it. So my friend, my dear, dear friend, the person that I love with all my heart as my mother mentor in my healing journey of my sexual abuse, I love you with all of my heart. And I cannot wait to see you in 24 hours, my friend.
All of this is such an amazing dream coming true with light and living color, because so much more than I could have ever, ever dreamed of, especially for you, Rebecca. My God.
An honor.
It's been so long. And when you finally stand before and share your testimony with people, they're going to understand so much more on what an incredible woman you are. And again, for Anastasia and you and Coretta and Leandra and Shana and Katie, God bless Katie. You need to keep Katie in her prayers. Wow, I am who I am because I simply reflect those women that I keep close to me. And so whatever good you say about me, my beautiful friend, is just a simple reflection of our longevity and what you have given to my life. So thank you so much. And I'm just thrilled. And Jimmy, you've been listening to this thing this whole time, and you have known of these women, if not have met them face to face, some of them. And you're going to be able to be with us all this weekend. This is really exciting.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what I should wear. Maybe I'll get my suit out of the cleaners. I can't wait. I can't wait to meet all you ladies. And I have to say that listening to you talk and listening to the love in this conversation on this show is making a better man out of me and getting me in touch with my feminine side, which I love.
Hey, we love that. We love you men that are like really, because you will love you. That's a good thing.
I'm down with it. I understand about that part. And I hanging out and listening to Maria, hanging out with Maria and listening to her do her thing and watching the way that everyone loves her and you know, it's making me happy to be her friend, too. It's the best friend I've ever made in a 7-Eleven. She is.
I'm going to tell you, she's amazing.
I might start hanging out in 7-Elevens all the time now.
Hey, me too, Jimmy.
You never know who you're going to meet in a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, exactly. We're buying lottery tickets.
Oh, I'm telling you. But Rebecca, on Friday at 12 o'clock, me, you, and Jimmy are taking celebrity pictures for the radio show, and it's really super cool. And I'm really excited for everybody to meet Jimmy James, who hasn't met Jimmy James. And can I tell you, I'm so proud of you, my friend Jimmy, that you are not drinking, not smoking, because God gave you a second chance. And wow, you're feeling pretty good now that you've been out of hospital for 2 weeks, right?
That is awesome, Jimmy.
Yeah, it took a little kick in the butt to get those cigarettes away from me, but, you know, they're gone.
They're gone.
Hey, you know what?
And I love being
sober.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, you know, some people, they go right back to the same thing, but I'm not a fool. And, you know, when you're given a second chance like that, you got to change things.
Yeah. So we're going to take some pictures and we're going to push it because I think we've got an interesting combination. Jimmy is an interesting character, and we've got an interesting amount of energy when we walk into a room, so it's pretty cool, and I'm really going to be excited to have all you ladies to experience just what that is, and Jimmy's amazing singing voice, okay, because that is what the man does, and he is pretty awesome at it. And I know what we have about 2 minutes, right, Jimmy?
2 minutes.
Okay. So real quick, Anastasia, I would love for you to share with our audience where people can get a hold of you in real quick, 30 seconds, about Miss Cosmos.
Okay, well, Miss Cosmos is all about personal growth through pageantry. It's all about becoming a better person and making the people around you better people with who you are. It's all about international women coming together for a greater cause. And, of course, you know my cause, but it is about helping every woman and empower her with her cause. We can be reached at www.cosmospageant.com or 877-851-0155. And we look forward to hearing anyone that would like to join hands with us.
Very cool. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know you were feeling good and the baby and everything. But real quick, Rebecca, go ahead and tell everybody where we can get a hold of you. We have about 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. You can get a hold of us. We're so excited. RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Rebecca Lawler, our Facebook page, and we've got our website, so please feel free. You can also find us under the Hearts of Hope Foundation. And just please go buy Heart. Change the world. Help me change the world and buy your heart. That'd be terrific.
You got it. And Saturday we are launching A Heart for Grace. And A Heart for Grace is amazing. So I'm really excited about launching that fundraiser, and it's for and the Hearts of Hope Foundation coming together to spread this heart around universally. And we're also going to be blessing families annually who have lost children to death. So we're really excited about that. But I want to tell everybody, because our time is up, and so please log on to www.livingroyal.org for this weekend, all the festivities. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, my beautiful ambassadors. And I cannot wait to see you this weekend.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward. Yeah, love to you. Take care.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
We're done.